Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Throughout this Lenten season, we are taking a look at the list of seven things in Proverbs 6 that God hates in man, those things that God finds detestable. Today, we arrive at the fourth attribute on that list, namely a heart that devises wicked schemes. One does not have to look very far into the Holy Scriptures to find examples of such hearts. In fact, one might readily conclude after just a few days of reading the Scriptures that the Bible is none other than a compilation of short stories composed around such deceitful and wicked schemes. From the very beginning, Eve's heart devised a wicked scheme to become like God. Cain's wicked heart devised a scheme to kill his brother Abel. Rebekah devised a scheme to get her favorite son Jacob the family blessing. Jacob's sons devised a scheme to rid themselves of their brother Joseph. And on it goes throughout the Scriptures. From Aaron making the golden calf, Delilah and her treachery with Samson, to David and his murder of Uriah, to Herod and his lies to the Magi, to the Pharisees and their plots to trap Jesus, to Ananias and Sapphira and their plans to cheat the church. The Bible is a litany of hearts that devise wicked schemes. What is perhaps most shocking in all of this is that many of those people who devised those wicked schemes were in fact God's people. Diabolical planning is not just a trait reserved for those who don't walk with God. Unfortunately, there are many of God's children who have hearts that God hates. Perhaps even we are among those people who have hearts that God hates. Maybe our wicked schemes have not been as dramatic as those described in Scripture. We never sold one of our siblings. We never murdered the husband of the woman that we forced ourselves onto. We never lied to the whole church about our generous giving. But our hearts have been filled with wickedness just the same. In Jesus' great Sermon on the Mount, he said that anyone who so much as looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. The wicked schemes and things that come out of our hearts may not always result in someone's death or the loss of someone's property or reputation. But those thoughts that reside in and originate in our hearts are hated by God nonetheless. They don't have to sprout and come into full bloom to be despised by God. They are despised by God the moment they are planted. So then, if these simple thoughts which every one of us have, thoughts that might only be momentary and fleeting, cause us to be hated by God, what chance do any of us have to earn salvation? What possibility is there for any of us to stay in God's good graces and to make Him love us? None. None whatsoever. There is not a single human being who has ever lived or who will ever live who can by himself stay in God's favor. Our hearts, every one of us, have hearts that are sin factories. Every one of them is in the business of devising wicked schemes, looking out for oneself, manipulating one's environment, lying about the situation in an attempt to make one's own life better. There's only one exception. And that one exception is Jesus. His heart was always aimed at serving others, never at devising wicked schemes. He thought only about what was true, what was noble, what was right and pure and lovely and admirable. He focused only on those things that were excellent and praiseworthy. Such were the things that the heart of Jesus was focused upon. And then, finally, he took that singular focus to the cross, where he bore the hatred and the wrath of God in our place. Everything that God despised in us, Jesus took on and paid for through his suffering on the cross. And thus, as we come to God in faith, he sees in us only hearts that are pure, not those that devise wicked schemes. Jesus' death and resurrection have provided the victory for us over sin, over death, and over the power of the devil. So that even in the midst of our shallow faith, even in the midst of our sinful hearts, we stand before God forgiven. In light of that grace and that goodness, may we choose every day to steer clear of those wicked schemes, schemes devised to benefit and glorify self. And may we rather, like Christ, set our hearts upon whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, only upon those things that are excellent and praiseworthy. Give Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.